This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the theme, the official theme for the official countdown, which has begun. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. I'm here from points north, south, east, and west. Yes, Doug Steffen has been doing this for a while. So is Michael. So we're here. We're not here to rehearse. We've done this a few times, so I think we can manage to get through the top 10 stories of the week. Week of October 25th to the 29th, and the People List as well, which is the official job of Talkers. You can find this list every week, along with all the news, focusing on the people and the issues at talkers.com. You can also find the list at djvshow.com. So, with that bing, I don't know where that bing came from, but bing!
It's time that was the starting bell. That was like at the racetrack.
Right, okay. Right. We're ready to go.
I like
that
the
bell
said,
to get me to be quiet and you get started.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, and you don't know where you're from. And isn't that funny where everything in modern life has to be somebody's from something?
Yes.
That we have to. We can't just be.
Right. Yeah. No, that's it. Here I am from. I haven't gone anywhere. I'm still from the same place I've always been.
Exactly.
From, if you
we're
will.
From, we're all. Well, there used to be an expression, we're from hunger.
Yes.
Okay. That's right. Not used anymore.
This list is from hunger.
This is from hunger.
Right.
I love the old expressions. I'm a bug on words like, it stinks to high heaven. Ever hear that one?
Oh, yeah.
Or it stinks on ice. Ever hear that?
Yeah. Yes, I've heard that one as well. Yep, right.
Okay.
Or stinks like, it stinks like skunk. No, it's not. There's some other expression.
Now you're reaching. Now you're reaching.
I am. All right, let's go.
We've done all the stink cliches from the 30s. Okay. Number 10, World Series and Halloween.
You know, I clap and applaud because it's the first time a sports story has been in the top 10 for a long time because of all the COVID stuff. So it's refreshing. And I don't know what you think about the World Series. The two teams aren't much to be excited about, but it's nice.
Unless you come from Houston or Atlanta.
Yeah, right.
I would have preferred to see it L.A. Dodgers versus Boston Red Sox World Series.
You know, everybody is saying that. Wouldn't that have been more exciting? We've had that comment more than you can imagine on the DJV program this week.
Really?
That was very surprising.
It doesn't surprise me. Well, no, I mean, the networks thrive on that. They really care about what cities are in because it has to do with national ratings.
Yeah.
However, you know, for the people that live in Atlanta and the people that live in Houston, you know, this is a cool thing. The Houston Astros are sort of the bad boys of baseball. They're sort of villainized for many reasons.
They won't should be after team. Last year. Yeah. Right.
And the Atlanta Braves are the underdog. They haven't been in the World Series for a long time, and now they're getting a little bit of political correctness blowback because of their historic tomahawk chop.
Mm-hmm.
That you're familiar with that, you know, the fans make the hand move for the tomahawk, and they have this Indian sounding chant.
Right.
Okay. Number
sort of like,
number nine.
That's very
wow. All I can say is wow when you think about the changes in how we approach heritage, culture, and things of that nature. I mean, there's a whole list of do's and don'ts for parents in terms of dressing their kids in Halloween.
Yeah, and who came up with that list? Where did that list come from? Who's responsible for that list?
From the Official Council of Political Correctness.
Ah, yes, right. In other words, nowhere. Right.
At number nine, we have the Rust shooting, the Alec Baldwin terrible story. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
At number eight, Facebook papers, social media influence.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
What do you do anyway, so why not?
I was just thinking about how we can predict some of the things that will come up on your list during the week. There's always
I hope so,
et cetera, et cetera. But this is something that came out of left field, and what makes the world of conversation and your list and what we do here, not just on this program, but in general in conversation.
Here in Radio Land.
It's amazing how the world adapts to or we focus on some of the stuff that you would never, ever think could happen. Who would have thought in 100 million years something like this could happen on the set of a Western? But it's happened before, actually, in our life.
I was just going to say, it's happened before. As a matter of fact, what's amazing is how many times it's happened before. You know, we know of a couple of examples here and there, like, Bruce Lee's
Brandon
son.
Lee,
and,
yeah.
But now I'm hearing all kinds of stories, and what's really scary is some of the people associated with this film have had this type of thing happen before.
Yeah.
So, this is a revelation. I mean, you know, most people think that blank guns are safe. But they carry explosives.
Well, they if they have something in them that's not, you know, they're.
But even if they don't have any projectiles, they still have hot gas comes out of them.
Mm-hmm. Noise.
Gunpowder goes off. I don't know. It's all just very upsetting, and hopefully, the industry, the film industry, will be more careful. And
yep.
People will be more careful about guns, whether they are real or fake.
Mm-hmm.
At number eight, we have the Facebook papers tied with social
fake.
Media. And what was that?
I said Facebook, speaking of fake, I was thinking of Zuckerberg and what's the new Facebook. Company called Meta? Meta? Yeah, whatever.
Well, what they've done is they've instead of Facebook being the parent company, they've made Meta, which is an interesting word. It basically is a Freudian slip of their megalomaniacal tendencies.
Yeah, right.
But what they've done is they've shifted it around where Facebook is not the parent company anymore, but Facebook is just a service, a product of the parent company that has all those other things that they've bought up.
Like the Alphabet buying of Google. Remember that a few years ago? The company
called Alphabet.
Well,
you know, it's hard to keep track.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. Here in 2021, the second decade of the 21st century, as we're moving into the 21st century, the 20th century is fading over the horizon. There's a whole new set of giant corporate powers that are running the world.
Yes.
And now they have to be scrutinized the same way, you know, General Electric and U.S. Steel and, Getty Oil and all those companies had to be back when Teddy Roosevelt was a big trust buster. It's we're living that again.
A break. That's what happened to AT&T. Remember when the telephone company was broken up into the Baby Bells?
Yeah,
because they
were
too
Bell
big,
and
too powerful.
Baby Bells,
yeah. Right. And that's the thing.
The fact is, what it comes down to, Doug, is that these things have become like public utilities, as opposed to just private platforms. They have become public utilities. They have become so important to day-to-day business and to day-to-day life that we have to look at them with the same type of eye on regulation that we would the water company, the electric company, things of that nature.
And those aren't very well-regulated. Electric companies certainly aren't. Look what happened. The electric companies are getting so big that they basically thumb their nose at the state of California and the people who live there. And the state, under Jerry Brown, bailed them out after the fires, which were completely their fault. And you look around at some of the other huge infrastructure companies and the food companies that are controlling groceries and what we eat and the farms and stuff. And it's getting to be, it's more than the government can handle. Maybe we're too successful for ourselves under the current system. But now everybody's getting backed up. Look at inflation and what, you know, where all that comes from. Anyway, but that's for a minute or two down the road here.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Number seven, we have climate change and harsh weather. It's been a really bad weather week. There have been cyclone bombs and atmospheric rivers and nor'easters, floods, tornadoes.
Those names are all kind of romantic, though, aren't they? A nor'easter.
Nor'easter. We're going to spend an evening in a nor'easter.
Right, exactly. Stay home.
I don't celebrate Christmas nor'easter. Oh, well, whatever. U.S.-China relations tied with the Taiwan alert. And number five, we had immigration crisis, southern borders, mass race relations, crime and violence. And number four, January 9th investigation tied with Trump's claims of election fraud. He's still beating that drum.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are dancing to that tune.
Yep.
And the Virginia governor race is very interesting, very close, and very telling. At number three, we have COVID-19, the vaccines, the masks and the mandates, the politics, and the school board issues. School boards have become the hotspot of American politics right now. And number two, the economy, the supply chain, as you mentioned, inflation, as you mentioned, and the labor situation. And number one, kind of tied into the economy, the federal budget negotiations that are taking place. We've gone from about $3.5 trillion, we're down to about $1.5 trillion.
All right, we'll do the people list as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is Halloween weekend, as you're listening to this program, the end of October, and it's Halloween time. The folks at Calitrin, I'll remind you of what they're doing, because they're trying to help a lot of people lose weight as we go into the holidays and keep it off the natural way. That's the secret. Find out how well it's worked for millions of people, literally. There are thousands of examples online at toploss.com. Check it out. Calitrin available right now. There's a scary good sale going on for Halloween. You buy three and you get three free, or four or five. It's a really good time for you to get onto the program and stay there. Calitrin. It's a fright night when you look at yourself in the mirror and say, ooh, look at that fat. Get rid of it and keep it off with Calitrin. Natural way to do so. Use the DJV code at checkout. Don't have to pay for either shipping. You get the great deals. You get six for the price of three. Great deals at toploss.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Have you heard what's happening at Kohl's today? Black Friday deals. You can get an exclusive KitchenAid bundle for $349.99. $8.49 throws or pillows from the big one, and 50% off jammies for your families, which will be perfect for family photos. Did I mention the extra 15% off and the $15 Kohl's cash you get for every $50 spent? I'm on my way now. The deals are just too great to wait.
Select style. Select deals valid through November 7th. The big one deals valid through November 10th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. Michael's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We've gone through the story list. Well, we've gone through the list. We'll go through some more of the ancillary stuff that kind of goes along with it conversationally as we move ahead. But let's do the people list now, Michael.
At number 10, we have Alec Baldwin. At number 9, we have the aforementioned Mark Zuckerberg. Xi Jinping at number 8. The dynamic duo from Virginia, Terry McAuliffe and Glenn Youngkin at number 7. Donald Trump is at number 6. Number 5 is Dr. Tony Fauci. Nancy Pelosi is at number 4. Number 3 is a tie between Joe Manchin and Mitch McConnell. And Kyrsten Sinema is at number 2. If I had to do it again, we would make it Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin tied at 2 and Mitch McConnell at 3. But,
the same circus, the same stew.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Joe Biden is at number 1, and there you go. Interesting mix of people in the spotlight.
Yep. Speaking of people, because this is all about talk radio and the people who are in it, I think we would be mistaken not to mention the passing of a fellow that was doing talk radio for a long, long time in Cleveland. Like a meat and potato guy. I remember meeting him once or twice, Mike Trevisano, who passed away this week at the age of 74. What did you know about him?
Trevisano was a quintessential local talk show host who in Cleveland was a legend.
Yeah.
And very much a part of Cleveland's culture. He was part of the soundtrack of Cleveland. He was Mr. Cleveland. And 74 years old, I hear he was overweight. And
yeah, he's very much out of it. Yeah. Yeah,
things of that nature. I never had the pleasure of knowing him personally. I certainly knew of him.
Yeah.
His death was unexpected. He had been on the radio the day before.
Yeah. One of the things I remember about doing some, when I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati at the time, I had the opportunity to do some fill-in work in Cleveland, so I'd just jump up to Cleveland and do it. And he was just getting started at the time. He did a sports show. First, before he was on, I was on, it was 3WE at the time. And then the call letters changed. I think TAM was that's what it got changed to. But anyway, he was a sports guy before he became a regular talk guy. Can you think of anybody else who's done that or gone from sports to regular talk or from talk to doing sports talk?
Anybody come to mind?
The morning co-host at WABC, Sid Rosenberg.
Right.
Yeah. Went from sports to regular talk, mm-hmm. And then there was that fellow. Gosh, I'm blanking on his name. He was very outspoken on television. Wound up with his own general talk show. You don't see him anymore, or maybe I just don't know where he is. He was a sports talk show host, a TV sports commentator, very bold, aggressive, got in trouble a lot, and then wound up being a commentator.
What city was in? Do you remember? I'm trying to place
no.
it would be.
It'll hit me later, maybe next week. I'll mention it. Yeah. It just sometimes. Okay. Howard Cosell was one of the original guys who went from sports to becoming talking. He used to do a show called Talking About Sports.
Yes.
And then he wound up doing a show called Talking About Everything. So there's a little bit of a tradition of that.
Yep, there sure is.
The guy in the morning, Len Berman, with Mike, with Michael, again, blanking on names.
I remember. He was on with a kid that went back to Florida for a while. I'm trying to remember his name, too. Mm-hmm. Berman was a Boston fixture, did Boston sports, and then went to New York to do it on television, and then became a radio guy, and has been, he's been pretty successful at it. I think he's got an interesting pitch on things. But anyway, those were examples. I was thinking of who's changed and who's gone in what direction, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, all right. Meanwhile, we have the focus, if you will, on some of the nuance. I want to talk about China a little bit, if we may, and certainly COVID, the vaccines, lots of things there that are making it to the surface. And we'll get Michael's spin on that as we continue here, 28 after. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the, I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate tax. Taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9542. 800-915-9542. 800-915-9542. That's 800-915-9542.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com to...
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 24,000 New York City workers will be forced to stay home Monday when Mayor de Blasio's COVID-19 vaccine mandate goes into effect, raising concerns about the impact on emergency response times in the five boroughs. One fire death over the weekend in New York City is being blamed on slow response times. As Democrat Congresswoman AOC announced the world will come to an end in 12 years if nothing is done to climate change, President Biden's ambitions to lead the world in slowing the planet's warming will be tested on two continents this week. COP26, or the 26th Conference of the Parties, climate talks in Glasgow, Scotland, is going on now through November 12th. Election Day 2021 is an off year across the United States, but it has mostly drawn attention to the competitive race for Virginia governor. It should be noted several major cities, including New York, Boston, Atlanta, and Minneapolis, will elect mayors on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
As another massive wave of immigrants are in Mexico heading to the United States, the Biden administration's open border policy has offered no leadership for months from the person in charge, Vice President Kamala Harris. George P. Bush, the son of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, is running for Attorney General in Texas and tells Newsmax the plan is to get more Democrat voters in country, or it's a great big snub to the state of Texas.
I would say that he's trying to build a loyal political base by trying to grant amnesty to upwards of 7 million undocumented immigrants, or just giving the middle finger to the state of Texas. But as you alluded to, the state of Texas is a can-do people. We're very resilient. I've got a new offer for the President of the United States. Maybe he should just give us the billion that he's going to pay illegals, and we will enforce federal immigration law for them. This administration has decided at every turn they're going to chip away at law and order, especially in border communities that time and time again are seeing wave after wave of caravans, and it's eating away at the public treasury of our state. And so my theory is that when more migrant caravans end up in blue states, suddenly the president's going to get some calls from his fellow Democrats to change their policies.
The Biden administration is mulling the idea of paying illegal immigrants $450,000 for each child separated at the border in 2018.
Here we are in our state of Texas with 1.8 million veterans who served our great country, but yet high rate of suicide, high rate of unemployment, but nothing for them.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Coast. 34 after the hour now, as we complete the exercise, another half hour looking at the charts from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com for this week. Michael Harrison and his staff listen to the radio station's programming talk and talk to the hosts and understand what the issues are. So the number one issue, the budget negotiations and what's going on. Do you know part of the budget discussion is an attempt to actually to settle a lawsuit brought by the ACLU where the United States government will pay hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to people who came into this country illegally, who are separated from their families. So I think to myself, where do you go in terms of talk radio with this? You can go in about a dozen different directions, including what about all the Americans who are homeless? Who's taking care of them? Why are we giving money to people who have come here illegally? And then you can go into that law. I mean, the old argument about immigration, the situation, we've been having it for years, if not decades, and nothing has changed. So somebody could point a finger and talk, see, all you guys talking, it doesn't do any good. Well, I don't know.
Well, things might be worse if we didn't talk.
That could be. Right.
I mean, how do you know what impact something has when you don't know what the alternative would have been?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Well, some of it is fake outrage and some of it's real. I guess some of it's showbiz, right? And some of it isn't. Some of them. Do you think that goes with a host? Or is that just, does some host just fake outrage all the time?
I think it goes with the fact that corporate media, and it goes with the fact that media is a business. Mm-hmm. And that there's no better way to do it, because if you have government-run media, then it's going to be propaganda completely.
Right.
So you have to hope that people in the media and people in journalism have a loyalty to a pride in the craft and the importance of it, in addition to it being a tool to make money. Mm-hmm. When a concern for making money supersedes or totally, you know, blocks out any of the pride in the profession and an understanding of its importance to the society at large, then it becomes dangerous. And then it becomes a show, and then it becomes a circus, and then it becomes a place for hypocrisy and for people saying things they don't necessarily believe because they're pandering to an audience and giving, mm-hmm. you know, giving them what they want. And I think we're in an era of that today.
I agree.
You know, it's almost considered quaint for someone to say, but that's not right. Imagine one of the board of directors and saying, you know, we could have doubled your profit for the stockholders this week, but we didn't do it because it wasn't right. We did what was right. They throw that CEO out.
Out, gonzo. Yep. See you later.
So that's what I think it comes down to. I don't think it's on that, you know, the hosts are to blame. The hosts are reflections of the bigger business culture that surrounds media. And I don't want to come across here like I'm holier than thou or I'm preaching, because I'm part of that. I'm part of that mess, and so are you, and so are the people listening to this. I mean, if you and I really went off on our high horses about lofty philosophy, or really got down to the nuts and bolts of budget talk and all that, people would tune out.
Yeah.
So we're all part of that circus.
Got to have a flair to it. And speaking of that, by the way, the name you were looking for last half hour was Keith Olbermann.
Yeah,
who was a sports guy that became a MSNBC commentator and was on a number of networks. And he took himself a little too seriously and has no job now to thank for it. So he may be selling stock, who knows, but he's not on the air anywhere.
I wonder what happened to him.
Right, he just went away. That's what happened. Maybe he got tired of it as much as anything else. Speaking of going away, another corporate thing that is worth us chewing on for a moment is the fate of Dan Bongino, who was new to the scene. Got a contract with Cumulus to go on in that coveted noon to three spot, paying him $1 million a year or so. And now he's gone off on his high horse because he's threatening the company because they have a vaccine mandate. He's got his vaccine, but he doesn't think they should have a mandate. So he's putting himself on a limb. And I think the company, I don't know this for a fact, but why would the company care? They could saw them. He's not Rush Limbaugh, and I think he thinks he is. That's just my opinion.
I suspect he thinks he's more important to the well-being of America than perhaps he really is.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, maybe it gives his company a chance to get rid of him.
Let him. If he's going to stick to his guns, then he just leaves. You know, if he really believes what he says and they don't fire him, because, you know, he could go down the road and leave on his own. Or, you know, how does he go back on the air, though, if he does there, and dig himself out of the hole that he's created for himself? I guess that would be my question.
Well, if he goes back on the air and they don't get rid of the mandate, well, then he lost. And then he's exposed.
Yeah.
So
and they're not going to get rid of the mandate, I guarantee you that.
So then he's gone and lost a good job.
Yeah.
He'll be forgotten. This will be forgotten in about a week or two anyway. But mm-hmm. some other company might pick him up.
Yeah.
To get the benefit of the effort that Cumulus put into promoting him.
Yeah.
Yep, a lot of I don't want to get too deep into the judgment of the morality of it or the right or wrong of it. But generalizing, a lot of people who take jobs with big companies of this nature, media companies, they forget that the media company makes an investment in them and gives them prominence because of the platform that they provide them.
Yeah.
So, you know, before Cumulus came along and put Bongino on the air in the coveted noon to three position.
Nobody knew who he was.
I mean, some people like they did now, and, you know, so...
Yeah.
And there were a lot of people in the radio industry grumbling, going, "Wow, what an ingrate."
Yeah. And by the same token, somebody like Salem, they've got their full roster, but some station, big station, big market, would take advantage of.
There's no question. And, there's always somebody to take advantage of somebody's infamy.
Yeah.
And in this case, it's not infamy. In this case, there is a large movement out there that believes that mandates are government overreach and that it's a real big
issue. I'm one of them.
Principle.
I believe that it's government overreach. I believe in having a shot, but I use my head and not somebody beating me over the head with a hammer telling me I have to do it. I don't think that it should be mandated, but I think we should do a lot better.
Do you feel that Bongino is a hero?
No, he's a grandstander. Not at all. I don't think that at all.
So here the guy agrees. Here the guy agrees. I'm not challenging you on this. I'm just showing the irony.
Yeah.
I'm not challenging you on it because I don't think it's challengeable. I just think it's interesting.
Well, I think there's integrity, and I mean, I don't know the guy, actually, of all the people.
I don't know either.
I know lots of these people, but I just look into somebody's eyes when they watch them, or their body language and stuff. And for me, he's just a complete phony. That's all. But he's, you know, in a good place. He's put himself, he's set himself up. Well, he's still doing his podcast. And, you know, here we are promoting him as well. It's just an interesting occurrence. In a world, there's a job in Cleveland now that Mike Trevisano is gone. He'd be perfect for that if he gets fired or leaves or whatever. He could go to Cleveland. He won't make as much money, but he'll be the king of the...
There's a giant difference between doing a show in Cleveland and being on 300 radio stations.
Yes, there is. That is very true. But listen, maybe you don't have a choice. Get right down to it. You get put into a corner. He's got to figure out a way to give himself credibility when he comes back on the air, or the listeners will desert the ship. That's the way, people can spot a phony, don't you think? Say what you will about some of the people like Limbaugh who created this industry, arguably. It's hard to not be who you really are and be on the radio for as long as all of us have been. I mean, who you are is what we hear. Who I am certainly is who. What you hear from me is who I am. You know that. And so
I think there are more phonies in politics than there are on the radio.
Yes.
I generally support radio talk show hosts, even when they make mistakes, even when they are exposed for making the wrong decision, because it's a tough business. It's a business I understand. And I would say, for the most part, they do the best they can. They do the best under very difficult
conditions. Well, we've got these ugly, huge companies now that are running things, controlling things in broadcasting, as well as in agriculture, as well as in the airlines, as well. I mean, you name it. It's boiling down to three or four huge companies. The government doesn't know. You know, Facebook's a perfect example. They don't know what to do.
That genie is out of the bottle.
Yeah.
They're totally out of control.
Yeah.
What blows my mind is how many people I talk to who say Facebook is horrible, but they still do their pages. They still are on. They still support the damn thing.
Right.
I was against Facebook from the very beginning, and you know that because we talked.
You've
about
never
this
had an account
ago.
On Facebook, have you?
Nope, I do not have an account. Talkers does, but that's because we deal in the real world, but we don't use it. Other than on a very, it just simmers there. It's not a big deal. But I personally, Nah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I've never liked it.
Yeah, I'm there, but I use it to talk about my family, my friends, good things going on the farm and stuff. Never any politics, because it doesn't go any. It's just you're opening yourself up for the kookamongas in the world to take a shot at you. And for what? Who needs that? Who needs it? 44 after the hour, I'll tell you what you may need, and that is a time in the sack where you really feel cozy. You get into these wintry kind of circumstances that we're going to find ourselves in a month or two, and it's nice to jump into a cozy bed with really great sheets, great blankets, mattresses, all those things you can get now from MyPillow. The mattress toppers, the towels, the new slippers that they have. Everything at MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, folks. You know that. And you can wash them all, and you can dry them all. You can, I mean, I find myself really enjoying the sheets. I got a set of blue sheets on my bed right now, those Giza Dream sheets. You can find those and everything else in the catalog. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free when it comes to the sheets. 30 to 65% off. Wow. It's great stuff, and it all is yours. Just go to MyPillow.com, order, and use the DJV code for checkout. Save a lot of money and get great stuff from American-made MyPillow at MyPillow.com.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
God, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
This holiday season at Ulta Beauty, we're calling for a little more glam and a lot more deals. A little more glitter and a lot more gifts with purchase. A little more lips and lashes and a lot more bonus points. A little more togetherness and lots of love. And we've made shopping a little easier with a lot more options. Now you can buy online and pick up the very same day. Celebrate more beauty deals this holiday season. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Quick plug for the Michael Harrison interview this week. Who's on it?
Armstrong and Getty, a very interesting talk radio duo out of California. They have rock radio that now are news talk, and they're excellent.
MHinterview.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour, time for a review of the top 5 items from the world of technology, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, starting at number 5, moving to number 1. At number 5, it's Car Talk.
In a minute. It is, speaking. Yeah. Yes. So Tesla and the rental car company Hertz had a very big week, and they benefited each other in a major, major way. Hertz ordered 100,000 Teslas as part of its ambitious plan to electrify its fleet. And a first order of Tesla's Model 3 sedans will be available to rent from Hertz in major U.S. and European markets early November, so this is coming up really soon. Mm-hmm. And so this announcement was big for Hertz as well, because they just got they literally just escaped bankruptcy just a few months ago. So yeah, this was a really big deal for both of them. In fact, so much so for Tesla that this deal put them up into the $1 trillion market cap with companies like Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft. Now, eventually, their price dropped back down again, but at least it did hit that milestone. And this is going to be about $4.2 billion in revenue for Tesla. And anyone renting a Tesla from Hertz will also be able to use the Tesla network of 3,000 superchargers across the U.S. and Europe. So it was a big week for both of them. And, of course, be on the lookout. Hertz has launched a new ad campaign featuring Tom Brady in a very, very funny commercial.
So isn't Uber a part of this, too? Didn't I see that?
Uber made an announcement that of the 100,000 cars that that Hertz is buying from Tesla, 50,000, half of those cars, will be available to Uber drivers to rent at $300-something per week.
Hmm. All right. So there you go. If you like the electric car movement, you're all set. Number 4 this week is a focus on Best Buy and Home Depot and what they're not going to do anymore.
Right. Best Buy, Home Depot, and Lowe's are no longer selling security cameras from the brands Lorex and EasyViz after it was reported that these brands' parent companies have involvement in supplying the Chinese government with surveillance tech, as well as they use these cameras to spy on the Uyghur population. And now we, you know, as we've been talking about in Xinjiang, that it's the Uyghur Autonomous Region. Essentially, they're an ethnic minority. They're a Muslim Asian group, and they have been basically forced into labor, slavery, whatever you want to call it. It's all awful. And so the U.S. Has been talking about this. The Department of Commerce has been warning that companies should cut all ties with other companies who are, you know, supplying the Chinese government with this. So this statement obviously can apply to Costco, Sam's Club. They sell Lorex products, also tech like Apple, Amazon, Tesla. You know, everybody has some tie to the Chinese government, and so at least stores are now taking a stand against it because consumers are taking a stand, and that's a good thing.
It is. Number three, the Federal Communications Commission votes on something that will hopefully help us all understand what's really going on.
Right, and this is also kind of a continuation of the last story. So the FCC voted this week to revoke authorization for China Telecom's U.S. subsidiary that operates in the U.S. They cited national security concerns. It's a state-owned China Telecom. It's one of the largest telecommunications companies based in China, and it's been in the U.S. for about 20 years. They now have 60 days to get out. And essentially, the FCC, in some very strong language, said basically when they interviewed everyone from this company, they didn't find that there was any transparency, there was no trustworthiness or reliability, so they've got 60 days to pack their stuff and get out.
Right. Good riddance.
Which I think we're all in favor of. I haven't heard one person say that they don't think this is a good idea, so good for the FCC, finally.
Number two, another federal agency, the State Department, is set up to do something new. What is it?
Yep, Secretary of State Tony Blinken announced plans for the State Department to create a new Bureau of Cyberspace and Digital Policy. This is kind of overdue as well. The establishment of the Bureau has plans for a new envoy to oversee critical and emerging technology and, of course, watching out for online crimes, notably ransomware assaults on U.S. infrastructure, which we hear all too often. And so the Bureau is going to focus on international cyberspace security, international digital policy, and digital freedom. So let's hope. I mean, as of this year already, we've paid $590 million to ransomware attacks. So it's ridiculous.
Number one, who cares?
Number one, who cares? Well, Facebook has been in the news all week, and so they've decided that they want to make a big announcement that they're changing the parent company name to Meta. This is their metaverse. And so Facebook will still be called Facebook on the social media app, but the larger entity will be called Meta from now on.
Isn't that
obviously,
like what
they're trying to, you know.
Didn't Google change their name to something else? And not Google, even though it's always...
Well, they were bought by... Alphabet is what you're thinking.
Alphabet.
That's the parent company. So, yes, it's similar to that.
Same thing. Means nothing. Who cares? All right, there it is, the top five items this week from technology. Thanks, Victoria. Doug here at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.